This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The candidates for Wisconsin's state Supreme Court say they would both carry out their duties without bias if elected next Tuesday. At the same time, they're sending partisan hints to their likely supporters in this officially nonpartisan race. In our first of two profiles, Sean Johnson has this report on appeals court judge Joanne Kloppenburg.
Joanne Kloppenburg could say nothing at all on this campaign, and there would still be some Democratic voters who know she's their candidate in Tuesday's election. This is Kloppenburg's second try for the Supreme Court. She ran her first campaign in 2011 when the election got hyper-politicized, swept up in the fight over Governor Scott Walker's collective bargaining law. It put so much focus on the Supreme Court race that Jesse Jackson came to Wisconsin for get-out-the-vote rallies the day before the election.
When we vote tomorrow, we make Dr. King happy.
Kloppenburg's explicit message in 2011 was the same as it is now. She's running for the court because she's impartial. But at nearly every campaign stop this year, she also takes a shot at Governor Walker and at her opponent, Justice Rebecca Bradley.
I was elected to the Court of Appeals. I owe my judicial career to the people of Wisconsin. Rebecca Bradley owes her judicial career to Governor Walker.
Governor Walker appointed Bradley to the Circuit Court, the Appeals Court, and the State Supreme Court. Every time Kloppenburg brings up the connection, former Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske says she's sending a message.
Clearly, I think she's signaling that, you know, unless you want somebody on the bench who's simply going to do what the Republicans want her to do, you know, you want me.
There's nothing explicitly partisan about Kloppenburg's biography, but there's a lot that liberals might like in the stuff that she highlights. Kloppenburg served in the Peace Corps, and she prosecuted environmental cases with the State Department of Justice. When asked to name a decision she authored that demonstrates her judicial philosophy, Kloppenburg mentioned State v. Crute.
And this involved issuing citations to groups that were gathering in the Capitol over a three-month period in 2013.
Kloppenburg ruled in favor of anti-Walker protesters in that case, which was a blow to the governor's administration. Kloppenburg has donated money to Democrats, and she's supported by Democratic-leaning groups like unions and the Wisconsin Association for Justice, which represents trial lawyers. Association past President Christine Bremer Moogley says Kloppenburg has the intellectual backbone for the job.
She will have an open mind and will be thorough and will be prepared and will not be partisan in her decision-making.
On the U.S. Supreme Court, Kloppenburg says she admires Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor, who were both appointed by Democratic presidents. During a recent debate, Bradley said that sent a negative signal that Kloppenburg would let her personal feelings influence her decisions.
My opponent has a judicial philosophy that is starkly different from mine that will allow her to introduce her personal policy preferences and the type of outcome that she wants to achieve into her judicial decision making.
While Kloppenburg disputed that, she focused her response, as she has all year, on bringing it back to Bradley's background.
My opponent was appointed by Governor Scott Walker three times to three judgeships in 3 years.
In debates and elsewhere, Kloppenburg has said very little about how she would have decided some of the big cases that have come before the Supreme Court, from Act 10 to voter ID. But in between the subtle and not-so-subtle hints this campaign, voters may have an easy time connecting the dots. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.